Thank you, Madam President. Secretary General of the Conference on Disarmament, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. I'm pleased to address the Conference on Disarmament, the world's sole multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. Year after year, we continue facing security challenges of an increasingly complex nature. Today, more than ever, global peace, stability, sustainable development, and prosperity are in need of proactive and genuine multilateralism and diplomacy of the highest level. The recent severe deterioration of the international security environment caused by the Russian Federation's aggressive actions in Ukraine faced us with blatant violation of the rules-based international order. This aggressive, long-planned military intervention against a sovereign, independent country is an attempt to reshape the security landscape in Europe. Bulgaria strongly condemns the unprovoked aggression by Russia to Ukraine. We also condemn the involvement of Belarus in the aggressive act. Despite the intensive diplomatic efforts for months, Russia has chosen the path to aggression and will bear the responsibility for the loss of life and humanitarian consequences. We call on Russia to immediately cease the hostilities, withdraw unconditionally its armed forces, and fully respect Ukraine's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence. Russia must respect international law. This situation requires urgent measures towards halting aggression and military activities, restoring mutual confidence, de-escalation, and return to dialogue. The CD can have its part in restoring the affecting multilateralism and dialogue, with its record in serving the objectives of multilateral disarmament and non-proliferation. However, this record belongs to the past, as 1996 was the last time when the CD successfully negotiated a treaty, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, the latter yet still to enter into force. This year is yet another year proving that genuine political will remains crucial to make the CD move ahead. Bulgarian experience as one of the 6 rotating CD presidencies in 2021 reaffirmed our conviction that we can advance ahead only by working together in the spirit of good faith, mutual trust, and respect. Last year, the agreement between the United States and the Russian Federation to extend the New START Treaty for another 5 years was a tangible proof that progress in addressing the challenges to strategic stability is achievable. The joint statement from 3rd of January this year of the 5 nuclear weapon states on preventing nuclear war and avoiding arms race reaffirmed the 36 years old conclusion that nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. It is a timely reminder of the P5 commitments to the NPT obligations, including the one under Article 6. Russia's announcement of its nuclear deterrent forces that they are put on special alert constitutes a threat from a nuclear power state, which is a state party to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons and a permanent member of the UN Security Council. The seriousness of this move is highly worrying and very hard to overstate. Our joint effort towards dialogue for peace, stability, and mutual understanding are especially relevant in view of the forthcoming NPT review conference. As an EU and NATO member state, the Republic of Bulgaria continues to uphold its disarmament, arms control, and non-proliferation agreements and commitments. We share the ultimate goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. We believe that the only realistic way to attain effective, verifiable, and irreversible nuclear disarmament is through a progressive approach based on practical and feasible steps, while taking into account the complex security environment and strategic context. The NPT remains a cornerstone of nuclear disarmament. The entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, as well as the commencing the negotiation of the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty in the CD, are among the feasible steps and building blocks to advance the work in nuclear disarmament. As a member of the Executive Council, of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in two consecutive periods from 2019 to 2024, the Republic of Bulgaria spared no efforts to preserve the full and effective implementation of all decisions taken by the Chemical Weapons Convention. We should not allow, under any circumstances, the violation of the prohibition of use of chemical weapons negotiated at this forum. Madam President, multilateralism remains the most effective international tool for overcoming political differences. It provides for understanding, trust and confidence, cohesion and predictability. The area of disarmament is not an exception, and the CD is key forum in this regard. Bulgaria is open to consider any constructive proposal contributing to a tangible progress on the topics of the CD agenda. In conclusion, Madam President, let me reiterate that there are no easy solutions to complex problems. Nevertheless, we believe solutions are in hand. We only need to take them by acting wisely, with mutual respect, not in haste, but also